This is Jim from Chasers. To find out how you can help us find some missing children, log on to thirdeyecoop.org. You're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
I'm Sally Rhine Feather from the Rhine Research Center, and our website is www.rhine.org. And I hope that I'll hear from some of the listeners with some stories, and you are now listening to Ghostly Talk.
¶¶ You are listening to Ghostly Time with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
One part of Ghostly Talk, of course, is our breaks. And our breaks are typically, well, they are always independent music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always independent music. I would like to thank for the first break, Zero Sum.
Really cool,
and then
man.
For the second break, was that what you just heard was
Belladonna. And they actually emailed me and were like, hey, we heard you guys are like looking for independent music and stuff like that for your show. And we have a song called Ghost. I'm like, oh, really? That's pretty cool. So they actually, that song was called Ghost by Belladonna. Mm-hmm. They're from Italy.
Awesome.
Wow. Italian bands. And
I have to thank all of the independent music producers, all of the independent bands, all of the independent movie producers, which we can't play a movie on a radio talk show, but we can play music on a radio talk show, even though it's a talk show, because we believe in independent productions that much.
And we support these bands wholeheartedly, and that's why you're going to hear a lot of material like that. You're going to hear bands
and we hope
the independent
that it,
nature here.
We hope it expands horizons. We hope that it introduces you to music and artists that you normally probably wouldn't have run across unless you're a hardcore internet surfer like Will is. So I have to say thank you to all of the independent bands that are allowing us to play their music.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And expanding our minds and our resources and our and everything that we get to run across. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The next guests for Ghost Month. This is Ghost Month 2006.
And you know what? This is such a great time of year. You know that?
They have, yeah.
Oh, man, I just love this time of year.
Well, these guys started early.
These guys started,
like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
With the all of a sudden, bam, there was just these emails. I would come home. Right, from a hard weekend of being not at home, and my because that's what I did all summer long. My email box would be full, right? Of course, but undoubtedly there was usually something in there from NPR, from the Missouri Paranormal Research Fund.
Oh yeah,
and I have to say a couple of these things just absolutely flabbergasted me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and, of course, I actually emailed back. And we went back and forth and back and forth a few times.
What a compliment that is to the Missouri Paranormal Research folks.
Well, I don't email anybody. So
Doug replied to their email.
It was really a shock to them, I know. They probably had a party or something. Nobody. I hardly email anybody. I'm like, wow, you know. Mm. But they impress me this much. Mm. They really do. The Missouri Paranormal Research folks impress me because you guys, what we're doing, first I'm going to introduce.
Yeah.
We're bringing onto the show
again
during Ghost Month.
Mm-hmm. This is the second time they've been here. This is the second time. Yeah.
We're bringing Stephen LaChance and Greg Myers. Welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
It's great to be back, guys. It's great to be back, Doug and Scott. And I just want to say hi.
Hi, and Steve, you know what? I'm going to mix this up again, like I did probably last time. Stephen.
Yes.
Okay, he's the one with the radio voice.
Yeah.
That voice right there, Bonnie. You remember this? His voice just. Hello, guys. How you doing? I mean, I love his voice.
I think Bonnie has his number on speed dial.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
He talks me to sleep every night.
Yeah.
Is this true, Stephen?
Wow. So what happens is these guys were the first folks. What was it, a year or two ago?
This was actually...
It was a year or two ago. They sent out this email to a lot of folks, right?
I think it was like... Right. When was the last time you guys were on the show? Was it about a year and a half ago or something like that?
Yeah.
It was January this year.
Yeah, it was under a year ago.
They email all these folks, right? Mm-hmm. And this email comes across, and I look at it, and I'm like, you know what? This absolutely floors me. This sends me reeling because you guys were the first folks to show not only a fascinating photograph, right, but also the negative to the photograph.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I believe that was the...
No, it wasn't.
This was Missouri Paranormal.
No,
yeah, that was the glowing apparition.
That was shot by, and who was that shot by? I forgot.
His name's Tom Halstead.
Yep, okay,
Come on.
Okay, all right.
So
I don't. Yeah, for a minute.
I stand corrected.
You gave me a heart attack because I'm thinking, oh no, I thought it was Missouri.
See, this is like this huge buildup. Like, oh my God, I'm all over it. Oh, you're wrong. Sorry.
And then I'd be like, okay, never mind. Oh, just like Gilda
the
Radner.
The fact that Scott was wrong.
Just, thanks. This could have been like a Gilda Radner moment.
All right, okay, fine.
There you go. ago. So anyway, you guys sent us this email, and it had the glowing apparition on the top of the stairs,
mm-hmm.
and it had below that was a scan of, but obviously you guys had in your physical possession
mm-hmm.
The negative.
Yeah.
That alone caught my eye, and it says, you know what, these guys, what they're doing is absolutely phenomenal, because you read everywhere on the internet, it says, use 35 millimeter film because you'll have the negative,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you see all these wonderful photos and you never see the negative. In this case, you guys sent not only the photo, but a scan of the negative, so we know you have it in your physical possession.
Mm.
And it's like, this is absolutely phenomenal. Now you guys, it's not even a year later. You guys are getting all these incredible things, and you guys went to this place.
A Tri-County restaurant.
The Tri-County Truck Stop.
Or Truck Stop Restaurant. Is it referred to formally as the restaurant or truck stop?
Well, I think it was both at one time. I think they just call it the Tri-County Restaurant and Truck Stop.
Okay, all right. So,
and you guys,
either way, you're right.
Okay. And you guys email out this thing, and it says, you know, this is you know, what we were just running, and you know, we were all upstairs, and look what happened. And that's all you said. You didn't say, oh, this is a ghost, and this is a... You were like, okay, look, here's a thing for you to look at. And I saw that thing, and I have to say, my heart, I think I skipped a beat. I was absolutely flabbergasted again, because I emailed and I said, I said this to whomever I emailed. I don't even know who it was, but I said,
yeah, we're looking at it right now.
The problem is when you show this to folks is they're going to say that, you know, by putting your logo in the corner, it was, altered, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys offered to send an unedited copy. And I'm like, you know what? These guys have been on the up and up every single time I talk to you guys. You know, you guys impress me 100%.
Oh, well, that makes us feel good.
That's entire story.
Well, no, and you know, this concerning your group, okay, and this is one thing I've been thinking about a lot. There are a lot of groups out there. You guys know that there are just groups upon groups out there. New groups forming every day, getting their own MySpace account, and then they're a group. That's basically...
It used to be a Yahoo group account.
It used to be a Yahoo group,
and then
now
it's a
MySpace account.
Yeah.
Now you have your own MySpace page. It's like, you know, band, same thing. You know, you have a band if you have a MySpace page now. So same thing with the ghosting groups. And there's that's totally fine, but there are so many groups out there, and I mean, if they're true to themselves and they're honest about the work they do, a lot of them, I don't think they yield that much evidence. And I think, and this is, we've heard this from other people on the show before, like, okay, you have to have the right mix of people. You have to trust one another. You have to be close. You have to be in tune mentally. You have to be spiritually ready to go to do this thing if you want to get results. And in the case of you guys, right, that's what I've always thought. Like, you know, okay, here's a group of people that are really yielding some, in my opinion, classic photos. I mean, that photo, the staircase photo we talked about at the beginning of the year, that's up there with, like, the brown lady. I mean, that's
right up there.
It's up, I mean, really, that's what I mean. I mean that. It's up there with the brown lady as far as a historic photo goes.
And here's the thing, another thing, before we let you talk.
Sorry, guys.
You know, the number one thing that people complain about, well, they complain about...
Well,
you know,
they
want to
hear us more, we're talking more. Quit your whining.
They want to hear, the guests more. But the other thing that absolutely kills me, right,
mm-hmm.
is that... should I just skip?
Tell them!
The one thing that absolutely kills me is that you guys also said, all right, we're going to send out... The photo and the mm-hmm. negative from last January to, well, it was before that you caught it. But anyway, the Tom got it. Send it out to a lab and have them analyze it. And it came back as, you know, it wasn't a necessarily a defect in the film or the camera, but it probably wasn't paranormal. And I'm thinking, well, why did the lab say that last bit? And then I thought, even more to the point, why did they tell us that the lab said that last bit? Because it didn't. It's not really their call, but yet you guys reported exactly what they said in their report, even though it was really a judgment and value call. And I just thought, you know, Missouri is just a real. You guys really have something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys get these wonderful events to go to, or not events, but places to go to, like this truck stop. At first, it was the secret truck stop on Route 66.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you guys were still in negotiations.
We're watching the video as we speak again right now.
We're watching the video. We called it up.
You know, most men sit around the TV on Sunday and watch football replays.
Yeah, we're watching replays of...
We're watching replays of this video.
Of this figure walking through this room in... You know, in the dark, and it's a glowing
blue
figure.
Yeah,
the video you posted to the Field Reporter mailing list?
Yeah. So I mean, do we want to go move on with? I mean, let's talk about this video.
I
want to
know how did this happen, and what do you think it is? Because that's nothing that you talk about in the press release. So I want to know how did this happen, and what do you think it is?
Well, we did a lockdown of that area of the truck stop or the restaurant, and it was in the basement area.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do a lockdown, we take the human element completely out of it. We were all upstairs in different areas. We had motion detectors at every location that somebody could come down, so we would know that that somebody was down there messing with something. There's no windows or anything, and actually, Greg, it was your wife, Judy, that actually saw the apparition before we actually got it on film, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. My wife, Judy, was on the investigation. She's a sensitive investigator, but this is one that astounded her because she actually saw it with her optical eyes and not sensitive abilities, and it was in the floor above in the kitchen area, and
mm-hmm.
she saw it at one point, it faded, and it reappeared about 20 foot away, I believe, and then it went into the middle of a stainless steel table and disappeared.
Oh, wow.
And later, after we caught the capture on the camera and saw it, we realized that where it disappeared or where she saw it was actually right above the point where Tom's camera was down in the basement.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it looks like it ascends, you know, from coming down at an angle somewhat and hits somewhat of a medium level and then just walks across around the camera and then out of the frame.
Well, and the thing that I pointed out, I'm actually playing this thing back at like half speed right now, watching it in slow motion. And, well, by the way, people, anybody who's out there listening, we should give them this link.
Okay.
And you guys actually have built a mini site for this, too. It's www.tricountytruckstop.com. Am I correct, guys? You can go there and you can download this video on the photo. It was a video and audio page or photo and video, I think.
Photo and video, I believe.
Yeah, photo and video page. You'll see the link on the left side of the page. Go ahead and click on that, and you'll see the link to download this video or watch the video right there off the site.
Also another one on the page, too, of a shadow apparition that was caught by Terry Gamble.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm going to pull that one down, too. I mean, we might want to talk about that also. I know this one we want to talk about in particular. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think you had Terry on the show a couple times in the past, too. He also works with Missouri Ghosts and Haunts.
Oh, yeah, Terry's a heck of a guy.
In this situation, it was Terry who situated these two cameras. We were assembling, you know, a mini focus of sorts, one for the second floor of the place, and
mm-hmm.
Terry was going to head the mobile team to mm-hmm. go around mobile, you know, since the place is so large.
Mm-hmm.
And he just came to a point, and he just felt, you know, it would be a good thing to drop, you know, the couple cameras in the basement and have Tom, you know, put his digital camera on the video operation.
Mm-hmm.
So I could give him credit for the situation and the intuitive side of, you know, that capture.
Well, the video, and the one thing I wanted to point out, and I'm going to watch it again just for posterity, when the... Here it goes, boom, 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 goes across the screen, right? It's walking. It looks like it's actually taking steps. Did you notice that, Doug?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of bouncy, but
you know, unless you walk like a penguin, like myself and Doug, and you generally just have like a nice little.
Waddle.
Yeah, you just waddle.
But,
you know, you don't.
But
have
no,
any...
this has a stride. Mm-hmm. This is obviously in order to be captured by the video. It must be, you know, light. It has to be in the light spectrum,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or reflecting or refracting or giving off light. It's doing one of those three things.
Yeah.
And it's blue.
It's like a blue haze.
And it's sort of invisible, but sort of visible. And, you know, it's transparent-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just one of the most fantastic things I've seen. Is it... It's also appears to be a humanoid figure to me. But I didn't even want to say that without asking Stephen and Greg, what do you think it is?
Well, we think it's definitely a humanoid figure. And notice, too, if you look at it real close, it almost looks like it's wearing a flannel shirt. There's some plaid in there.
Let's see that.
I saw it on a high definition. I did a TV news show, and they showed me a copy in high def. and it definitely looks like it's wearing a flannel shirt. So I would say, you know, I'll go ahead and say spirit, ghost.
Well, I mean, it's walking. That's what has me still. I mean, I've watched this video over and over again, and the thing is just walking. And like you said, Greg, it just kind of like it ascends. It goes downwards.
Well, that would be descent. Ascend is going
on. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, descending. Sorry.
My ups and downs.
I agree with the same thing that it's a spirit. You know, we have a little bit of dispute within the team on if that's actually residual or intelligent in nature.
Well, I mean.
And one of our theories is it is refracting because there is a 60-watt incandescent light bulb in the ceiling that was on at the time when that was captured. And it seems like when it comes closer into the light source, the blue increases within it, and then when it walks away, it kind of dissipates a little bit.
I don't, you know,
interesting.
I mean, well, let's look at this thing. I want to look at it one more time myself here. Yeah, well, it seems like when it first walked.
I want to see the different. It's a good thing you guys are on, because I wouldn't have thought to look at that.
Well, it seems like when it first comes into the frame, like, all right.
There it is.
Well, it seems like there's a bit of it shadowed a little bit when it first walks into the frame. Let me go back here. I'll show you, Doug.
Can you just do a pause?
A pause? Okay.
I don't know. Does it pause?
There it is right there.
Yes, you're right.
Breakdown on the site as well, Doug Scott.
Yeah, there is. If you go to the site, there's an actual breakdown, too.
I saw that, but I, you know, had very little minutes to spend. But
no, you're right. When it first walks into the frame, guys, all you really see is its head. You follow what I'm saying?
And kind of a you know, it's murky.
It's murky, but yeah. It's body, the body, whatever it may be.
And
is
then
still
as
very,
it moves further, as it walks, descends, or walks further into the center of the frame, that's when it takes on the rest of its form. And
it gets more intense. It gets more intense.
So there is a light thing going on, which is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fascinating. What are the stories about the trucks?
Yeah, we never heard anything
about
this. Tell
us the ghost story. What drew you there?
Well, when we first heard from them, they it was from one of their waitresses had actually recommended us. They were having a lot of problems in the dining room where they would have things flying around, actually. one of the first things that we saw when we were there, we saw a waitress put down a coffee pot. She walked away from it, and it slid over across the counter and off into the floor. They were having women were being touched on their neck nicely. He was a fresh ghost. blowing on their neck. They were hearing voices. They were seeing the children were actually seeing things on top of a staircase. In one of the cases, it was a man slitting a woman's throat. And that really got me interested when I heard that, you know, it was the children that were seeing these things, because as we all know, children are a lot more open than we are.
No, absolutely.
Did I get it all, Greg?
Yeah, that covers the gist of it.
Somebody, you said.
And also, you know, we also had someone on the investigation at the time that was the brother of the owner of the business. And while at the investigation, he witnessed on the spot follow-up, he witnessed a full apparition walk into the bathroom.
Really?
Why he went into the urinal.
Well, this
he was standing at the urinal, guys.
If you see pictures on that page, the part where it has that misty thing that was caught in the urinal that was on the first investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, it was the owner's brother, about the same location. It was actually a full translucent spirit that was the same one described by customers and others that seen it out in the dining room area prior to that.
Well, this, in relation to this video again, we just watched it again while we're talking here. I mean, this is, I mean, I don't know what you guys classify this as, but it really has taken on a shape. It comes into the frame, and I'd say for about 90% of the frame that it walks through, it looks like we already said, a humanoid-type figure.
And I certainly wouldn't want to see him when I was going to the lavatory.
Well, yeah, that would sting really bad.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't care, I'm running out of this place at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't the same one as that was seen, or at least we don't believe so. There's more than one, I believe, in this location.
Mm-hmm. I'm just still blown away. I mean, but my point with this one, with the video we were looking at before, that really, I mean, if I had to classify that, I'd be like, this looks like an apparition to me. It has movement. It looks like it's walking. It has a shape. It has a form. It looks like it has a head. It has shoulders. I don't like classifying things, but I have to put a title on that. Mm-hmm. It's an apparition.
How many, Stephen and Greg, how many, here's an interesting question. We can go for you know, dozens and dozens of weekends and investigations before we get either a photo that we think is truly, you know, unexplainable, or at least we can't explain it without help from experts. We can go dozens and dozens of investigations before we get an EVP that we think is unexplainable and you know, we actually pass around. How many investigations do you go on that don't yield such fabulous results?
Well, of course we have our down ones, you know. Actually, we're kind of spoiled in some ways. So,
well, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, you know, when we don't come out with something, you know, that we consider pretty fantastic, it's a letdown. But I think we're like any other group. Don't you agree, Greg, that, you know, that we have our dry spells as well.
Mm-hmm. We have our dry spells, but it seems like, you know, we've been on a pretty good hot or lucky streak for the last year, or else
yeah,
it's the right
true.
Combination of people at the location.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier when we first came into this segment was, you know, there's a lot of groups out there, but I mean, and there's a lot of groups out there that just don't yield evidence. That's not saying they're a bad group. That's not saying they're not doing the right things, but maybe it really is about the mix of people you have.
The mix of the people, that's a very ITC sounding.
Well,
theory. It's very, because ITC.
You're doing the same. I mean, it all kind of delves into this spiritual realm type thing. Mm-hmm. So there isn't much of a difference between like doing ITC work or just going to
going
the haunted truck stop here,
right.
You know, like
it,
you work.
So it could either be ITC or it very well could be right place, right time.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of it, too, is most members on our team, we've lived at one time or still live in very paranormally active places. And, you know, a lot of people are out there on teams looking for the evidence for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In our case, we're very client-based, and we're out there for the client. You know, we're not out there for ourselves. We're not out there to conduct all the massive research for the field.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus is on the client.
Mm-hmm.
And they're our primary concern. So if we could help them, that's what we focus on. And whatever comes is just a secondary thing. And if it benefits the paranormal community or helps one of our members, you know, believe themselves, and that's happened already. We had, you know, complete, you know, skeptic turn full believer already.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just happened secondary.
Well, that's, you know, and that's something I like to hear from people, too. It sounds like, you know, a lot of the work you guys do, it's for yourselves.
No, it's for the customer.
Well, it's for the customer.
Not customer, but client.
Well, the client, yeah. But, I mean, really, yeah. And that's a private thing, though, too. That's what the point is. It's a very private thing. You guys are doing this. Yeah,
everything else is secondary.
Well, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's nice to see that, though. I mean, there is work. I mean, it's hard.
Well,
it's hard. What I like about you guys put these videos out, and I know that you take. I've seen it personally, guys. There's a lot of people that are like, "Oh, that's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's totally fake."
Well, a lot of people do that. They do that right. They dismiss it right offhand. And you know what? You guys, you have to understand this. Not with your guys, because you guys have a lot of credibility with me personally. Okay, as a broadcaster, as a ghost hunter, and as a human, you guys have got my credibility. But I've talked with people who understand this because I've done it myself, right? You see this piece of evidence that somebody's put up, you know, on the web or whatever, and immediately your human side is screaming, you know, not technical. You haven't torn it apart yet. You haven't gone frame by frame, and you know, did they video edit? Did they Photoshop? Did they do this? Did they use the Sound Forge or whatever? Did they do all this stuff? You haven't technically analyzed it yet, but you look at this thing and you go. And I don't know if it's a jealousy or if it's a feeling of inadequacy but human feelings, human feelings take over, and you just immediately go, it must be a fake. And it's sort of a human thing, and you guys must run into this because you've put up some phenomenal the photograph, the video, these things are phenomenal, and I didn't experience it because you guys have already proven yourselves. And I don't even know you guys. I haven't talked to you guys except for, you know, on the show. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're on the cell phones every night, you know.
Right.
You know, but I mean.
Well, I you know, Bonnie's been calling Steve late at night from what we understand.
Well, that's true. Yeah. There's Bonnie and Steve. Yeah.
So we do have this, like, you know, this kind
there
of camaraderie.
There is this connection, yeah.
But
it's not me.
But that's a different kind of talking.
Yeah, they're not talking about paranormal at that point. But you guys have this this credibility with me. But there are others who's going to look at that and they're going to say, you know, oh my gosh, there's absolute and really it's a denial, right? There's absolutely no way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at evidence that I felt that way. Oh heck, the very first time I saw the there's this clip where we're at the train wreck site and it's in.
Afterlife.
It's in Afterlife, and there's this clip where there's a whole bunch of people standing on this bridge, and this thing zooms by, and the first thing I said to Tom who filmed it was, I said, oh man, they are so lucky. I wish I could have been there for that. And you know what? It's me in the photo. I didn't realize that that was train wreck site and that was when we were there. I thought it was like, you know, and it was immediate, like, jealousy. Not jealousy, but I was, you know, I wish I were there. I, you know, wanted to be the person there. I had this human emotion. And people do have their human emotions. And unfortunately, that's going to cause probably a lot of rift with this evidence.
You know what, though? I got to be honest. And, you know, guys, tell me what you think about this, too. I mean, I've seen, and I there is that human element, like, geez, I wish I was there, or I wish I filmed that.
Well, see, that's my immediate thing. My immediate thing is, I wish I were there, or I wish I could experience something like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are like, oh, that's got to be fake. That's just their interpretation, their way of denial, their way of, you know, whatever it is. They because everybody is
I think
different.
That's what that really is the competitive element.
And there's a lot of competition.
It's a competitive element, and I think one of the purposes of this show, one of our jobs nowadays, has been to kind of go out there and go, listen, guys, this is not a horse race, okay? There are no odds on our photos.
There's no photo finish.
Okay? There's no so, odds. You know, wow. And that's why I've really trained myself, and I felt that way too, Doug, where, God, I wish I had that photo. But now I've really trained myself to go, hey, you know what? They got it. They were there. It's something they should have done. It was their thing to do. It wasn't my thing to do.
Right.
Who knows what may happen? I may never ever get a photo or a cool EVP or anything from any of my work for the rest of my life, and I'm prepared to live with that. Right.
Right.
This is why I do ghostly talks. So that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, that's pretty cool. we get to talk to the people who do.
Yeah. No. And then, well, yeah. That's really cool.
Let's take a quick break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. All right. We're gonna take a quick break then, guys. Hang out with us. We got some more stuff to talk about here. You guys have been the Waverly Hills. I want to talk about that really bad.
I really dig that idea.
We'll be right back.
More independent music coming right up.
Be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night? Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kids show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.lagghosts.com. That's www.lagghosts.com.
Macbeth is an unholy riddle we still hesitate to name for fear of retribution. Macbeth is to the theater world what King Tut's tomb is to archaeologists. The superstition follows that any company performing the play will be beset with horrible luck, ranging anywhere from uncanny accidents on the set to actual deaths within the company. 13 Omens Podcast is available at myspace.com/13_omens. Look for the link in the About Me section.
This is
going to get hit in the side of the head with a cheese grater really soon here.
Oh, right. Oh, that sounds fun.
Can it be you?
No, I'm going to be the one doing a swing, I swear to God.
This I'll swing my purse.
This is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Owl.
And I'm Bonnie.
I was just, yeah, I had to take a minute, and I popped in and talked to Will real quick. And he's hard at work.
Cool.
So, and yeah, hopefully we'll have announcements and stuff later in the message board and stuff like that about his new site.
Okay.
Anyway, this, we were talking before the break.
Yeah.
The independent music break.
Mm.
That there was the evidence, I mean, there's so many other investigations that you go on that don't yield any results, practically. You know, I mean, maybe this was a thing, maybe this wasn't. You know, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And these are experiments that Missouri Paranormal is experiments. These are experiences that Missouri Paranormal is having that they're presenting to the world as something that they captured. And they've never once told me, you know, this is, you know, absolute proof. This is what you think it is. This is what I think it is. You know, they just, here it is.
Yeah, check it out.
Right. And you know what? It always, on that level, I just absolutely, I take it that that you guys, and now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I take it that you guys are doing this for the client, for the person who has an issue, and that these are just things that you've run across that just really wow, not only you, but undoubtedly the clients.
Mm.
What do the clients say when you show them these kinds of things? It's got to be a huge reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with the video, I think we all had an audible, it was an audible response. I mean, the client actually screamed when she saw it come across the screen.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's, you know, when you get something like that, there's a shock value. And I think for all of us, I think we were in a little bit of shock when we saw it. It was almost unbelievable to us. You know, we downloaded it immediately into a laptop so we could get a closer look to it. And, I was amazed. I know Greg was, too.
It's we're watching it again.
And what happened on that, actually, where it ends, you know, where the frame, where the video ends, actually, Tom's camera went off on its own. And he went down to the basement because they heard a bunch of loud banging and stuff, him and Terry and a couple others.
Mm-hmm.
And he went down and noticed it was off. Of course, he grabbed it, and then he wanted to look at the last, you know, thing on it. And
this is what he saw.
Went through the segment, and there it was. So he was able to bring it up instantly, and we were able to dump it on a laptop.
So wait a minute. They heard a bunch of banging and stuff like that before the camp. Well, they heard a bunch of banging downstairs, right?
Or some banging, right, some banging noises.
Okay.
And then that's what caused them to go down. We had motion sensors set up on both entry doors going down.
Mm-hmm. Did those things go off at all? Or did they didn't go off.
No. So that was baffling because they heard, like, some of the banging noise, you know, down there. So they went down to investigate firsthand.
Okay, and then Terry came down there, grabbed the camera, said he was going to look at the last few seconds of that.
Right.
And this is what he saw.
And then when he noticed the camera was off, that's when they looked at it.
Well, I think that'd be enough. Okay, guys, I think we got what we need. Let's go home. All right, we're done. Let's go to Denny's. Let's get out of here.
Well, we won't even mention that on that same night, a 60-watt light bulb was actually thrown at four of us down in the basement later on.
That same area?
Yeah, same area. And, or actually, I was on the follow-up investigation after that one.
Well, maybe, you know, I'm going to watch the video again here. Let's see here. Let's see. But he looks like he's kind of walking kind of angry.
Up with a reporter that went in, and after she left, we had two or three of our people down there during the day just, you know how you go through the last explainable causes, just trying to figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a rusty butcher knife tossed at them from the back of the basement. That's something we've never released before, but now the place is closed.
Oh, okay. Well,
and so there's no employees involved working there at this time.
Well, I wasn't joking about that either. If you look at the stride, I'm looking at the video game guys. All right, and you know, these seem like kind of aggressive acts that are happening. You know, obviously with all the experiences people are having, it kind of has that. Now, maybe I'm reaching here, Doug. Maybe I'm reaching.
You're trying to characterize it, and you've got to characterize it in order to understand it.
But, it's got a fast stride.
But you could characterize it differently than someone else.
Well, absolutely. Perception's everything. I mean, perception's everything with these things. But it does have that kind of fast stride to it. Like,
mm-hmm.
like when I get mad, I do that, you know, bull stomp where you scrape your feet on the ground and then you blow out your nose and then you go walking real fast, right? it kind of has that about it a little bit. But no, I mean, that video is just, it's a fascinating video. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean. We were kind of talking about it a little bit before the break, and I guess we could exhaust this thing before we move on. There, it's very logical where someone would look at this like you were saying, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Someone would look at this and go, "Well, that's a fake. It's gotta be a fake." First thing they don't think about it at all or anything like that. And I think it's perfectly human to do stuff like that.
And a lot of that is if it's too good to be true, it probably is. I mean, that's what people will come up with. And the thing that I want to impress to people tonight is that this group, Stephen and Greg and Tom,
Terry
Gamble,
mm-hmm.
They've never been even in the slightest seeming like to be withholding or anything like
that.
I've got a question. Boom, comes back an answer, you know, and it could be negative even,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, it could be, well, you know, in this case, it didn't happen, but I mean, I could have said, was there lightning in the area? And then they could have said, well, yeah, it was stormy that night. Now, that did not happen in this case. I didn't ask that,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But I do but, you know, they would come back with the answer,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the one that I, you know, would think would support the case or not.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened at least four times that I can think of, that I shot off an email, I've got a question about this, and comes back an answer.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes is
not what you want to hear.
Yeah, what I think they'd want to say or not. You know?
Yeah.
Oh no, this is definitely a ghost. You know, I mean, but that's not what they're saying, and I find that absolutely fascinating, and that's why I'm wondering if maybe that's why you guys are out there getting this incredible stuff, because you don't represent it as being anything more or anything less than what it is, and I absolutely honor that.
What you guys were saying before, you know, we get a kick out of putting something up, and then the perceptions that come in, you know, perception is everything, and we get a kick out of, you know, people debating it, and you know, and that's the thing, you know, it gets disappointing when you come across the ones that they'll say, oh well, that's crap or that's fake. You know, without any perception of it at all. You know, if you're going to criticize something, give us your thoughts behind it, because that's
absolutely
what we're asking for.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fun of it. You know?
Yeah.
Intelligent criticism, that's what we always like.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
If someone sends us an email, oh, it's Photoshop, that doesn't help us one bit try to explain what we have as evidence.
Yeah, what are your reasons for saying that it's Photoshop, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what we've, you know, with the show, for example, in the past, people, you know, I'd love to get the emails to say, you suck. Right? Okay.
We get lots of that.
We get that, right?
it's all from me, though.
It's all from Bonnie.
So we say Bonnie, that's fine, we suck, but why do we suck? Give us a reason why we suck.
Then I give you a six-hour answer.
Yeah, and Bonnie, you know, so, you know, this happens daily, guys. I mean, every day Bonnie's email is telling us we suck, right? No, but that, it's the same thing, though. I mean, you're going to, with any type of critiquing when it comes to photos of this sort, video, whether you do a paranormal talk show, it don't matter. If you're going to say, okay, look, you suck, okay, and here's my reasons for saying you suck, well, thank you very much. I will take that into consideration.
Right.
And the same thing goes for photos, too, and videos.
Exactly.
Of
and you know, give us something to consider, because that's what we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed an increase of this, because even a fellow on our very own Ghostly Talk forums had said, and this is somebody from Chris Bailey's...
Grimstone.
This is a fellow from Grimstone. Mm. He comes on the message board and he says, you know... Why bother?
If you
get this phenomenal photo or this phenomenal video or this phenomenal EVP, why bother putting it up?
People are just going to rip it apart anyways.
Yeah. And you know what? That does happen.
It's a very good point he made.
It's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And I made a statement, you know, in response to that. I'm like, well, I think you absolutely should put it up, but, you know, because it could help the people that it's intended for, the people who could be helped by it.
Yeah.
The naysayers are always going to be naysayers, and so they weren't helped. You know, they didn't expand their mind. They didn't expand their knowledge. They didn't really sit down and analyze it and decide what it meant to them and to the paranormal community and to the client and to the investigators who captured that.
Yeah.
They didn't bother with any of that. And you know what? I'm sorry, but that's their own loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel bad for them, but, you know, of course, they're the cutting remarks that hurt the most,
right.
These people who it's not helping.
Yeah.
And their cutting remarks hurt the most. And so it's very difficult, but, you know, to have even a Grimstone member come up and say this, right, and to know what I've gone through when you know, when I've talked about phenomenal evidence, yours included, you know, Missouri Paranormal Research is phenomenal evidence included, but also others, not just your evidence, but a lot of people, I'm like, what do you think of this one? Oh, well, you know.
It's Photoshop.
It's Photoshop. And you're like, you know, and that doesn't help anybody. But, you know, you get that. You get these reactions that are just so negative, and I'm like, why? Why? And the guy from Grimstone's right. Why bother?
Yeah, but that's part of the job, though, now. People, you're going to have to realize that. And I'm sure that Greg and Steve understand this, too, is that it's part of the job. You're going to have to take credit, especially when you're saying, okay, look, what I have here on this picture is a disembodied spirit. Okay. That's a pretty... How long have we been doing this show?
Well, okay. Yeah, you're going to have to say that to get anybody
okay,
to
now,
notice. Yeah.
And about 85 to 90% of the people are going to go, when you say that to them, like, see this photo? This is a picture of a disembodied spirit. They're going to go, oh, yeah, right. That's a natural...
The other people that write to you would say, I think it's an alien.
Oh.
You know, same thing, right?
It's all way out there. Most people are going to, like I said, they're going to go, yeah, right. Who faked it? How did you do? What are we doing here? What are we doing this thing? What's the first thing we try to do? We get a weird picture like that. We go, okay, what could have naturally occurred to make this photo look the way it did? That's the first thing I do with audio, with video, with photos, whatever it may be, smoke signals, I don't care what it is. The first thing I say is, okay, let's take all the equations here and figure out what may have had this naturally occur. I just figured something out last weekend. Remember we were sitting at breakfast?
Yep.
I figured something. I'm like, okay, that was strong. Wait a minute. And I don't want to get into the details right now, but that we figured it out.
Right.
And I said, okay, wasn't paranormal. Let's move on.
Wasn't paranormal? Next thing.
Yeah, there you go. So
we do the same.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. That's what being a healthy, productive investigator is to really... How many times do we have to say it? How many times do we have to say it where, look...
14 per show.
We've 14 per segment.
Per segment, yes.
If you walk in there thinking there's ghosts, there's going to be ghosts.
Right.
Right.
Guys, I Steve, Greg, I'm sure this is, you've said the same thing to people. If you want to see ghosts, we'll show you ghosts.
Right.
But if you want to see, you know, if you want us to capture.
Now, if you want to sit here for 12 hours and smoke cigarettes and drink coffee and record stuff, that's what we're going to do.
Right.
That's what we're going to do, right?
Exactly.
You guys went to Waverly Hills. I'm sorry. You guys went over to Waverly Hills. I wanted to talk to you guys about this real quick. This is a place, you know, obviously, we were talking about Keith on the break, Keith H. from LGHS a little bit. And great guy, phenomenal guy. What a dynamite guy.
Great guy.
Treated us like family.
And his group, too.
Oh, yeah. Those people in Kentucky, in Louisville, Kentucky, they treated us like we were members of LGHS.
Yeah,
when we got there. They
treated us like family.
It was
amazing.
So nice. But one of the places they've obviously, one of their home bases for a very long time was Waverly Hills Sanitarium. And you guys had a chance to go there. We got about, 5 minutes here?
Unfortunately.
What were your impressions when you walked up to this place? I'm just curious.
I'm the one that went to the Waverly. Actually, Stephen didn't go.
Stephen didn't go? Okay. All right.
Myself, Tom, and another member of NPR at the time. And
okay.
We jointly did this with other local groups in the St. Louis area and abroad.
Okay.
On our overnight investigation. When I pulled up initially on the first day, I hate to say it wasn't as large as I thought it was. I thought I would pull up and be, in awe, but it was still amazing. The human experiences during our stay, there were some witnessing shadow apparitions, a little bit of possibly unexplainable noises, hearing a couple people scream from another group that was in there the same night. You know, so there was a little bit of experience with it, but the picture that came out of there, that was what I consider a sunrise apparition. We were just in awe when that got developed.
Well, that's the one. That's on the site right there.
The black and white one.
The black and white one. Okay, yeah, I've seen that. Where's that located on your site so people can go there? I didn't put that URL down here on my sheet.
www.missouriparanormalresearch.com. Then click on the investigations tab, and then you'll see the Waverly one on the next nav bar.
Okay, yeah, definitely check
that
out.
And then you just go to the photos for that, and it should bring that up.
It's a fascinating structure. We've talked to Keith about it at length. We actually, Keith's lecture at the Mid-South Paranormal Conference, it more or less circled around the experiences and the evidence they've gotten from Waverly Hills Sanitarium. I've also had the pleasure to listen to the Waverly Hills audio experience, too.
Mm-hmm.
I keep talking about that thing. So much fun. There's just so much stuff that these people put in there. How long did you guys stay there? How much time did you spend in the building?
We did the complete overnight from a little bit before midnight all the way through to about, 7 or 8 in the morning, I believe.
Wow.
And they were amazed that we did the full run. It's, because most groups, like the other one, they were out of there maybe about 4 or 5 in the morning.
They're not diehards like you guys are.
No, we stayed. Even parts of our, group left early, and there was only a handful of us left, to do the last run through the tunnel and everything else, but we all hung in there.
That's like us when we go to, we've been to Mansfield Reformatory a few times, and they get there, and they're gone by, 3 or 4 in the morning. And
right.
The sun's rising, and we're finally driving away. It's like we stay all night. We hang the whole way through.
Yes, we do.
It's an amazing place. I know we want to go really bad. One of these days, I hope we get
there.
Eventually,
it may happen.
Definitely, you guys need to check out the pictures, though, that these guys got.
So,
Waverly Hills.
So don't forget, it's www.missouriparanormalresearch.com. And you get to all of this stuff. What we primarily talked about, though, has its own website, www.tricountytruckstop.com.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these all run together, no hyphens, no spaces,
yeah,
no nothing.
Yeah.
It's all just missouriparanormalresearch.com and tricountytruckstop.com. That's what we've talked about all night.
What's in the future?
Another one really quick.
Yeah, what's up?
For those that watched the Union haunting on called Fear House.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Haunting a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
They could get to that by going to www.unionhaunting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This was featured, you said, this past Thursday on A Haunting. This was the season opener, from what I understand, too.
Someone mentioned that to me today.
Did they?
I think I'm positive that's what they're talking about now, but I didn't know. I'm like, I don't watch TV. I can't. I wish I had tuned in.
Oh yeah.
But I know that they'll replay.
But not being objective, they did a very good job on it.
What's that?
They did a very good job on it.
That's excellent to hear.
We got to check that out for sure, guys. What? Well, go ahead, Doug.
I have to say thank you so much. We're out of the hour.
Yeah.
Thank you for participating in Ghost Month on Ghostly Talk. And you guys, I know you're going to be out and about capturing anything and everything you possibly can and sharing
it. We've got some amazing places coming up.
All right.
Keep us posted.
We want you back.
Well, you guys always
do. I like to go on a hunt with you guys sometime. I think that would be cool, too.
It would be our honor, I'd have to say.
Thank you. you're asking for.
Be careful.
And Bonnie, we'll talk later.
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
I don't be called by Bonnie. No,
this is going to be the bedtime. Like, everybody's calling each other. All right, good night.
Are you like, going, night, to, going to bed like, hello?
Good night, Doug. Good night,
who's
Steve,
John
Bonnie?
Boy? I don't know.
Good night.
Scott, what are you wearing right now?
Oh,
wrong phone call.
Very wrong phone call. Guys, hang on the line for 1 second, okay?
All right.
Okay. I would like to thank, from the bottom of my heart, www.missouriparanormalresearch.com. Impressive bunch of guys and gals.
Fun bunch of guys, too.
And fun, and they're really out there doing the things. Thanks for joining us on Ghost Month. We will be right back with Ross and Allison of Advanced Ghost Hunters of Seattle Tacoma. I don't understand the word advanced there. I can't wait to hear what that's about.
Well, we're going
to
find out.
Next.